Seasons and weather are admittedly a little difficult to quantify in Mareth. Things change from one region to another, one day to another. Sometimes it's snowy on one side of the lake, and a summer day on the other. The area around the portal that you used to come here is particularly changeless. A blasted heath with occasional scrubby plants. You've made it home because few local creatures can even come close while you're here. You have traps laid out. This place is safe. You are the hunter here, rather than the prey. Friends know how to visit you, and people tend to just shout from the edge of the forest for you to come get them. Things are changeless and safe because you do not invite anything untoward into the sanctum of the land surrounding your place. That's why it's a little weird that snow is falling around the edges of your land. Rare as that is, it's a bit of a treat to watch. The area around your camp is shielded from the elements, so you're still warm. The temperature of a comfortable indoor room. The snow piles up at the edges over time, making little mounds and sitting piled against the edge of the forest. The trees nearest your camp are snow-topped now. The snow does not seem to be falling any further out. The whole storm is surprisingly localized. Standing in the middle of the untouched circle of your shielded camp, the eye of the storm, you look around. You see the cave where the portal to another world opened. It's in view on one side. The forest eaves are in the opposite direction. And just here nearby, someone approaching, coming from between two snowy hills formed by the fall. An alluring silhouette. The first thing you notice is the vibrant red of the outfit. A two-piece bikini, fur-trimmed. A little round cap with a white poof on the top, and white fur lining it. And nothing else. Generous hips. Clearly an adult woman, but she's short. Certainly under 5 feet tall. Her chest is quite flat. You doubt even an A cup, really. Does she even need the top of the bikini? But for modesty, it must suffice. Above the curvy hips, she stands up straight to her full height. Good posture. Graceful walk. Pointed ears. Skin almost as pale as the snow. Blonde hair that falls just to the back of her neck. She's holding a large wrapped present, red paper with green ribbon, in her hands as she advances toward the camp. She hasn't set off any of the traps, which probably don't work too well through the snow anyway. There's a smile on her face when she arrives, about 6 feet away from you, and stops. Ooh, warm over here. Sorry about the snow. That'll go when I do. But I'm here to deliver. She shakes the box and you hear the clinking of something metallic within. Looks like someone's been nice this year. Her voice is a seductive hum as she moves closer. The elf doesn't appear dangerous. Certainly she doesn't radiate any obvious corruption. And she's smiling in a knowing way. You reach your hands out for the present. Can't hurt to unwrap. Find out what you got. Now are you sure? She pulls the box back a bit. See, you only get one of these. She turns to the side. The box still in her hands. She shows you one side of her red swimsuit-like bottoms. Has a ribbon holding them closed. Red. Securely tied, but with one trailing strand that you could pull on. She wiggles her hips left and right, showing off her assets. While she has little in the way of breasts, the rest of her is gorgeous. The present looks less alluring now, but still you pause. After all, you don't know what's in the box. Oh, come on. She licks her lips. You notice some moisture dappling her thighs, miraculously not chilled to her skin. Everyone keeps taking the gift. I'm getting pent up. We use lust magic to travel, and it really makes me horny, you know? She leans in a little closer, puts a finger on your chest, then brings it to her pouting lips. How could you refuse? She turns, offering the ribbon. You reach for it. She carefully sets the present on the side, bending over, making sure her rear is facing you. You grip the ribbon and pull. The present shimmers a bit. Probably a bad idea to try and steal it, plus that'd be wrong. Not to mention mean when she's trusting you. You grip the ribbon, holding her underwear on her body. These clothes keep my lust under control. So if you take them off, be sure you want some of this. She slaps her own rear, causing it to jiggle alluringly. I mean it. Make sure you take responsibility. Everything she lacks in upper body proportions, her hips and rear more than make up for. You nod and grasp the ribbon. When you pull on it, it comes unbound and falls away. She catches it in her hand, throwing it on top of the present. Everything must have been connected, because her bra falls into her hand too, revealing incredibly pointed pink nipples on the pale expanse of her tiny breasts. With her underwear out of the way, you can see moist, puffy, vaginal lips and an engorged clitoris. You can see where the flows of her juices against her body have run down her inner thighs with their pure, aroused nectar. There's a tiny patch of pubic hair, neatly trimmed above her pussy, hidden by her underwear before. You can now see it's shaped like a little star. She's panting. Her pale skin is flushing a bit, a reaction to you pulling that ribbon. Guess her outfit did keep her from getting too lusted out of her mind. She then takes initiative, removing her own hat, dropping it with her outfit on top of the present, making sure none of it touches the ground below. Standing up straight, the elf looks toward the nearby bed, a well-padded thing of local construction, made from rough materials but comfortable enough. She raises her arched eyebrows, a comical waggle, her tongue poking out of her mouth a bit. Well, are you going to get started? That's all the invitation you need. You lean forward, attempt to pick her up. You find she's light as a feather. She places one of her hands on each of your shoulders, then thinks better of it and simply links her arms behind your neck, leaning up to kiss you. You feel her hot breath and see no reason to resist. Her lips are sweet. She tilts her head to the side. She smells like cinnamon and mint. Her tongue twines around yours, connected, your arms under her, laying her down slowly on the bed, bringing her light form to rest. She lets go of your lips just long enough to snuggle her head into your chest. You watch her long, pointed ears seem to perk up. She takes a deep breath, inhaling from right next to you. She places one hand against your chest then, one ear next to it, listening to your heartbeat. Her hands are undoing your comfortable clothing. Nimble, deft, they pull it to the side. It falls away, toward the foot of the bed. She snuggles against your chest, bare now, murmuring, as if to herself, "Warm." She's almost panting with desire. Being close to your nude body is making her on edge. You can see how she's squirming against your bed under you as you climb over her. Your hands are by her shoulders, your knees on either side of her legs, above her light form. She is bold and reaches up to capture your head again, grabbing you by the scruff of your neck, pulling you in to kiss her. The kiss is hungry, desperate, passionate. Very nice, really. She wants you. Plain, simple, honest. You think about it. If you had left her to her own devices, she would be forced to hope someone else would help satiate her yearning, horny pussy. Well, Good thing it'll be you. You're more than happy to be the generous soul to slake your mutual thirst. Who could turn such a cutie down? Lots of people, apparently. And that's terrible. You'll have to make up for it and give her a pleasant memory, in case she doesn't get any other generous assistance for the rest of the night. Something to get off to when she goes back home. With this resolve in mind, your hands begin exploring her body, watching her face as she finally breaks the kiss with a distracted expression. She seems to be lost in lust. Her eyes are vague, and there's a grin on her face. She wants satisfaction, but her body is sparking and pulsing with so much need that she can barely coordinate her limbs. Instead, she just begs you, please, while moving her hips left and right. Her juices are flowing. Her clit is visibly engorged with need, her nipples pointed, her mouth open and panting. All appearances abandoned before the proximity of your warm, alluring body. To her, this is the perfect thing. This is just what she wants. Her eyes are vague and a little vacant, but she is enthusiastic about all of this. And occasionally, she whimpers. She must be so sensitive it hurts. She keeps groping at your body. She wants to give pleasure as much as she wishes to receive it, and it's your duty to help her with both, as she surrenders herself up to your ministrations as a willing partner. She can't do anything to help herself. She needs you. You feel her raising her legs just a little bit. You feel her spreading them, showing how wet and needy she's become. You feel her press one of her legs between your thighs, slightly closing them, rubbing against your own sex with moist friction. She is flexible to accomplish that. She manages to send some humming pleasure through your lower body as well. Your body is becoming more turned on just by being near her. An automatic response to want more. Still, the scent of cinnamon sweetness hangs around her. She kisses you. Her lips are sweet, too, surprisingly cool in contrast to the rest of her warm body. A cool elven kiss. It tastes faintly of mint. But you also note the contrast with the heated pussy pressing against your leg and leaving a bit of her juices on you. She humps consistently, not seeming able to resist the impulse, seeming not to care about how it might look, squirming because this doesn't reduce her lust and need, it only increases it. Your own arousal rises at the delicious inspection of her lips. She won't break the kiss, holding her arms around your shoulders to pull you against her, her little pink tongue fighting its way into your mouth, invigorating you with the taste of mint as she twines it around your own. You won't be outdone, though. If you let yourself get pulled into her tempo, that won't be nearly as fun as using her extremely turned-on state to make her hornier and hornier, to give her a memory she can carry with her for the rest of the night, maybe even for the rest of the year. Her body is contorting and moving under you. She raises her hips to push her inner thighs around your leg, then wraps her own legs around you, begins just riding against you. Time to reverse that. Rather than let her do what she wants, you take things in a more forceful, more fun direction. Rather than hover over her with your hands and knees on the bed, you let your body succumb to gravity, coming down against her, pinning her. She can no longer raise her hips, and when you move your leg away, feeling the cool residue of her juices barely connected by a strand of her need which snaps with the distance from her sex. She was humping against you, and she's left with no way to stimulate her body now. She lets out a whimper, desperate and long. Her blonde hair is already disheveled under her, pointed ears drooping. Body shaking with need. tries to kiss you again. Instead, you raise yourself up a little, taking you out of range, and move forward on the bed. So you're burying your face in the top of her head instead, your nose enmeshed in her hair. You inhale deeply, soap and cinnamon and wanton need. You feel her moving too, but she doesn't fight your repositioning. She's being good and keeping her hips still. Maybe she thinks that will invite your pleasure sooner. Her heated sex, moist and dripping, the lips highlighted with a sheen you know is there, because you can feel heat beating from between her legs. The elven woman buries her face in your shoulder. She breathes deeply. She seems to love being close to you, returning your gesture. Her hands on your back rub in slow circles, her movements quieter, more languid, but she still tells you honestly. Please, please, I need it. Since you're laying on top of her, you can now detect how her pointed nipples poke into your chest. They're very hard, pebbled with goosebumps on her perfect skin. Her frame is so light that you can easily pin her down, and she likes it based on the moans when you slide one hand to her chest, using it to keep her against the bed and begin rolling one nipple between thumb and forefinger. She raises the side of her chest that you're fondling, putting her body at as much of an angle as she can. She's just so eager. You slide the hand off her breast, separating your body from her and feeling the way her flesh tries to suck against your hand, her sweated form. She's breathing deeply, her eyes wide and begging. You bring the hand that so recently rubbed her warm skin up to her mouth. She grabs your wrist in both of her own delicate hands, brings your forefinger to her mouth, and begins to suck. You feel a cool tingling, as if her saliva were different in some way. She begins bobbing her head forward and back on your finger, rotating her skilled tongue around it. She lets out a further breathy, begging plea, past the finger in her mouth. Please, my pussy, please, please, over and over, breathy, husky with desire, murmuring, but sucking and licking your finger as if doing something, anything to your body, is helping her control her own. The urges inside of her, very difficult to stand now that she's unwrapped. That hand can stay by her mouth for now. Two fingers being subjected to her very dedicated attentions. You sit up high enough to look down and see her puffy, wet sex. The lips are glistening. She's so turned on with unnatural desire. It must be no fun for her to be so amped up. You really should help her like she asked you to. So your free hand slips down, taking your time sliding across her taut, smooth tummy, circling her belly button. She closes her eyes. You watch her nod, with your index finger still buried between her pouting lips, an eager nod over and over rapidly, her head tilting up and down. She barely manages to say around the finger she's sucking on, "Yes, lower, yes." Your hand does slide lower. You find her clit, the little bud sticking out, asking for it. Touching it directly, since it has peeked out from behind the protective hood, you carefully move your finger slowly across the surface, ascertaining its shape, how wet it is, how needy, how her body arcs, her head tosses forcefully back. She releases your finger, an audible pop, then she begins gripping your back with her hands. The sigh she lets out is unearthly, a combination of stupendous relief and the desperate hunger for more. You just focus on her clit, forcing her to come, pushing an orgasm into her system, out of her mind. We'll get her off and relieve some of the pressure. It's the kindest thing you could do for her, really. It just happens to have the side effect of letting you see her face contort in a pleasure she can't control or even understand. It looks like it'll take more than a hastily rubbed out climax to truly free her from the grips of her passions, but you do your best to gyrate your wrist, a motion a little like vibration because of how rapid it is, the tip of your finger moving her clit in rapid circles, fast enough to make her twitch. Her legs spasm, her pussy pulses. Pushing up against your palm, you feel the lips contorting tight a little as you slip one finger only briefly inside, your other hand still captured by her mouth now. She's moaning, incoherent and all-encompassing as she refastens her lips around one of the fingers on the hand you left up there. She needs it, so you keep up the stimulation. One hand occupying her lips and seeming to satiate an urge she has to suck and please, the other hand between her legs. You once more press your body against her, bending yourself enough that your mouth can find one of her tiny nipples, the hand in her mouth pulling free, moving to the other nipple and slathering her own cooling saliva over the pointed tip. Her legs spasm and her pussy pushes against your palm below again. She's moaning, incoherent, babbling in all-encompassing bliss. She needs it, so you keep up the stimulation. A torrent of yes, more, yes, please, thank you, yes. She really is a very good girl. Keeping your hand between her legs, you once more press your body down, moving away. Abandoning the nipple you so recently captured, but leaving your hand there. She can no longer suck on the fingers, and so she just makes sucking motions in the air. They may even be involuntary, her tongue hanging out a little, a stream of drool from the corner of her lips. You do your best to please her. Your fingers on her clit continuing their path, moving back and forth, occasionally stimulating the hood at the base of her clit, the part that has retracted with her arousal. You breathe hotly across her belly because you slid lower from her chest. You take your free hand, you pinch the nipple on her other breast the same second that your mouth sucks, kisses, licks around her belly button. The hand between her legs keeps pushing and manipulating her clit. You know you are forcing pleasure into her, and the fact that her pussy remains empty with its parted lips begging for stimulation is enough to make you very happy, because when she comes, she's going to become so aware of that emptiness. And indeed, prophetically, a moment later, coming, coming, her mind seems to simply be enthralled by what you're doing to her. She announces it again and again. It sounds muffled as she sucks up the trail of drool coming from her moaning mouth, and then her hips are wildly thrashing, not the calm, encouraging bucks from before. This is involuntary. You cease kissing and licking her belly, leaving a wet circle around her navel, remembering the slight give of her small breast. Your hand continues to move from one breast to the other, massaging. But you can watch her come now. Eyes still rolled back, showing only the whites, her blonde hair a tangled mess, sweat on her immaculate brow, your hand on her chest, your other between her thighs. You see her tummy clench so hard, you swear you can count her ribs, see her pulling taut every muscle, and when you look just below where your finger is tormenting her clit, you see her pussy contracting, the entrance closing a bit, then relaxing. Clear fluid from within with sheer arousal, her buttocks clench and raise off the bed, her lower body levitating, feet planted back against the bed, kneading it, trying to get closer to you. She lets out that unearthly wail again as orgasm begins to trail away. You see the pleasing signs of involuntary muscle twitches in her inner thighs. She is honest, and she is momentarily spent. One climax down. Her hands scrabbling at your head, she pulls your face toward hers as hard as she can. You're much stronger, but you let her. You meet her eager lips, simply removing one hand from between her legs, removing the other from her chest, laying over top of her. She nibbles your lips, first the bottom, then the top, sucking on them as she goes and leaving cool impressions in her wake. When the kiss breaks, her mint-scented breath carries one voice to your ear. One word, one thought, one primal, honest expression of herself. More. You feel moisture between your own legs, your body heated. God, she's turned on. She's hiding nothing. And the pleasure seems to be infectious in its own wonderful way. She seems consternated a little. She's nibbling her lip. She pauses. An aha expression passes over her face, and she adds one more word. Please? And that makes it even hotter. Well, speaking of please, maybe she should return the favor. Her pussy is no doubt sensitive, having just climaxed. Her body is still shaking now and then, shivery aftershocks that make her eyes close. Her lips are licked by that little pink tongue. You turn atop her, orienting your body, so now you're facing toward her feet. Your knees are on either side of her head. You were going to ask her if she didn't mind licking you while you kept pleasuring her. But you don't get those words out before she says, "Oh, can I? Please." Once more, she begs. She wants it. Please let me. Her mouth working, opening, tongue extending. She reaches up and grabs your butt. Looks like she wanted to eat you out anyway. Your legs slide further up the bed as your pussy descends, simply laying atop her. Her face, her cool breath washing over your heated, parted lips, your own clit starting to respond. She pushes two delicate fingers between those lips, covering them in your juices and sending the first pulsing wave of pleasure into you. When she has them nice and covered, she begins rubbing your clit like you did hers. But she's got such tiny fingers, she's basically stroking it forward and back with her fingertips, an invasive and precise feeling that makes your hips shake. Fortunately, they're resting against her, covering her face in your juices, sending the first pulsing waves of need into you, satiating a little bit of the worked-up feeling she's passed you already. When she has her fingers nice and covered, she begins rubbing your clit like you did hers. She's just moving it now, gyrating her wrist, vibrations flowing into you. She's a fast learner. Then she leans up and begins licking your folds industriously, your lips trying to scoop up your juices into her mouth, the loud smacking between your legs, the obscene, eager, cooling breath accompanied by the heat of the inside of her mouth. She's burying her face between your legs. You doubt she needs to breathe. And her little tongue leaves a minty residue, makes you tingle all over. The more she licks, the more peculiar and arousing that sensation grows. Your own hips buck involuntarily, but she seems to welcome you pushing your sex against her lips. Before your very eyes, her pussy begins to pulse again. She's breathing deeply, too, deliberately inhaling the scent of you as she licks. It seems she's getting off just from pleasing you. All of her is moaning, is groaning, is breathing between your legs. Her consciousness exists in those licks. You can tell the way the rest of her body, even its lust, has been forgotten in the purity of her devotion to licking and suckling at your clit, diving her tongue into your folds. Now her fingers are coming into play. You feel it. Pushing, feel it, moaning against you. Everything about what she's doing is perfect. But now she's doing all the work. You can't have that. You have to contribute. You are not going to be undone. Her tongue isn't very long, but it is fast. It seems to be everywhere at once. She pulls back a little bit and dives back into your pussy, having assessed the best angle to get as deep as she can. You focus on her pussy then, pushing two of your fingers into her tight lips in revenge. You hear her gasp. You feel the sudden exhalation across your lower lips. Leaning down, you let your tongue snake out to taste her. The cinnamon taste exists even here. It's like her whole body's been dipped in a luxurious edible body butter. Or maybe it's just natural for her. And it turns you on. Your juices flow freely from the taste of her, and you know she's lapping them up. You capture her clit, using your fingers on her moistened entrance, pistoning in and out. You're doing the opposite of what she's doing. You begin to lick her clit, finger her pussy, as she continues to rub your clit with her fingers, lick your entrance, a beautiful and perverse symmetry. Not one moment passes that doesn't make you twitch with how skillfully and eagerly she's going at it. Your own thighs are beginning to spasm, the muscles wanting you to squeeze your legs around her head. You think better of it, it wouldn't be polite, it might restrict her motion, but then you feel her hands grab your thighs as she closes them around her own head. You feel her breathing more deeply, licking your inner thighs as well, before diving right back into your sex. She's so eager. She needs it. You can only conclude she finds the taste of your skin as appealing as you do hers. When you push your tongue against her clit again, you press it practically flat against its receded hood. She moans into your pussy and presses her face against it, licking as deep as she can, and no doubt getting your sexual fluids all over her face. But she doesn't stop. And even though her wrist must be at an odd angle to do it, she's now stroking your clit with tiny, rapid motions, rubbing all over it with two fingers, just small enough to stay on it. Her legs are very flexible, as you learn when they suddenly rise and lock behind your head, pushing your face into her sex. You suck at her clit, forming a vacuum that makes her stop licking you altogether. She pulls her head away from your thighs, throws it back, screams again, "Yes! Yes!" An exalted sound, her voice breaking with the intensity, but you don't relinquish her clit. Rather than remove your fingers or piston them in and out, you leave them as deep as they'll go and crook them slightly, massaging the front wall of her insides, finding a little spot that's smoother than the rest, pressing on it. She begins shaking violently. You wonder if she's okay, but a wild, high whine of pleasure confirms that everything is just fine. You pull your fingers out. You make sure to make that loud, obscene pop sound when you release her clit with your mouth, just like she did with your finger earlier. You rise, watching her spasm, watching her twitch, her body go nerveless with pleasure, her eyes rolled back, her mouth in a grin, her entire form now flushed, her nipples pointed even more than before, goosebumps standing out, her entire body, her legs clenching as she turns on one side, rocking her hips forward and back, shivers, but you know she's not cold, she's just losing herself to the need. Satiated now. You watch her. Your hand, you bring the wet fingers from her pussy up to her lips. She smiles, even though her body is shaky. She's unable to rise, but she can open her mouth. She sucks on your fingers. Her tongue twines around them, licking every trace of her fluids. You listen to the pleasurable sucking for a moment. You pull your fingers away. She pants a deep, needy sound. A breathy declaration, "I like yours more." That confirms that. She then looks up with wet eyes. "Thanks. Even if someone else offered, I'd turn them down tonight. They wouldn't have been able to do that. Now, I can't stand for a bit, but I'll pop back home with magic anyway." She points at the present nearby. It vanishes, as do her clothes on top of it. She just lays on your bed, breathing in and out, so deeply that you see her chest visibly rise and fall. She turns over, buries her face in your blankets, the ones you use on that bed, and breathes deep, pressing them against her nose and mouth, inhaling. Then she turns, bashful suddenly, So, do you want a present? You question her at that. Wasn't she your present? Well, no, you were mine, I guess. She's blushing. It's cute. If you'd just used me, then sure, I'd count that. But since you chipped in, I could use elf magic to make you extra fertile. Help your pussy get more sensitive. You ask how often she's in the area. Just once a year. I spend the rest of my year near her home. We're not from here, but it's an old ritual to bring people presents. So, elf magic? Come on, make a wish. Anything you want. Just this once. She wiggles her fingers. You ask her, can she give you a way to contact her then? Sure you don't want something, good? You tell her you're sure. The blush deepens. She pulls something from behind her back, obviously summoned by magic. You were rubbing her back earlier. No pouches, nothing hidden. But what she brings out is a bell. A golden bell, with some white fluff muffling the clapper. Ring this after 6, and if I'm free, I'll come over. If I'm not, I'll always send a note. I gotta go. She blushes. She stands up. She's still shaky, so you steady her, reaching out. She falls against you, rubs her nude breasts against you a little on purpose, then looks away and dashes. She's fast, though. She turns around, runs back, lands a kiss on your cheek, a cool, minty impression, and then vanishes into a breeze that blows past you, leaving you without her. But you reach out and touch the bell sitting on your bed. Yep, it's real. Overall, you're glad you were nice this year.